You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. In 1965, the U.S. government tried to replace migrant farm workers with high school students. It's a program that failed, but it has not been forgotten. NPR contributor Gustavo Arellano wrote a powerful story about this experiment. We've linked the story to our website so you can read the full piece. And Gustavo is joining us by phone right now to talk about it. Hi, Gustavo. I'm so glad to have you on Insight. Welcome.
Gracias for having me.
I don't think you were even alive when this happened in 65, were you?
No.
I didn't think so. So how did it land on your radar?
So I write a column, a weekly column for the Los Angeles Times about California everything. So earlier this year, I wrote an essay arguing for the bill that's trying to get ethnic studies a requirement in all high schools. But I also said that as part of that, every student in California, before they graduate, they should spend 1 week on a farm, just because farming has historically been so important to California. So it got a lot of reaction, and it also got me an email from a gentleman named Randy Carter who said, I love your idea because I saw it happen before. And so he tells me this crazy story about that, you know, 1965, him and thousands of other high schoolers from across the country, they went to work on the farm as part of this government program. And he had all the research. He's from Hollywood, so he had all this research, and he shared a lot of it with me. And immediately I'm like, oh my God, this is a story. I gotta pursue this further.
So this group of high schoolers was referred to as the A Team, and will you explain why?
So a bit of background. In 1954, the United States government ended the Bracero program, which was a treaty between the United States and Mexico that allowed Mexican men to come to the United States legally and work on farms, you know, only temporarily. Then they were supposed to come back, but it got a lot, you know, it was rife with exploitation, and so the American government ended it in 64. 1965 happens, the Secretary of Labor under the Johnson administration says, like, we need workers because we just lost hundreds of thousands of men. So let's do high school athletes. Because also his thing was that there's also a lot of unemployment for high schoolers over the summer. So he thought, let's kill two birds with one stone. And of course, he knew that there was no way high schoolers would want to do it. So he tried to pitch it to athletes saying, hey, or to a high school athletics department saying, hey, you want to keep your boys strapping and occupied during the summer, so nothing's going to do that better than to put them out in the field picking beets and cantaloupes and all that.
You actually talked to at least one of the participants, and it didn't quite go as it was sold, did it?
Oh, no. I mean, think about it. Any American that, you know, want to pick under broiling heat, no one does, let alone high schoolers. But it was Randy Carter, the original guy who contacted me. So he set up this great scene. So he was from San Diego. So him and about 25 of his classmates from a San Diego Catholic high school go out to Blythe, which, if you know Blythe, it is out in the middle of just hell. So the first day he describes, you know, you have to start picking early in the morning, and they were going to pick cantaloupe. You go before sunrise, and he's saying, oh, you think to yourself, it's not going to be that bad. You feel a wind behind you. It's not, you know, it's not too hot at all. And then he says, the very first ray of sunlight over the horizon, and we're thinking to ourselves, what did we sign ourselves up for? By 9 a.m., it was already 110 degrees. It would get so hot that the bologna sandwiches that they ate for lunch, they were kept under the shade, and they still got toasted.
Gustavo, I'm probably a little closer to this than you might expect, because in high school, where I lived in Wisconsin, it was offered to us as a summer job. My sister and I, we got on buses, Gustavo, my sister and I, and we detasseled corn in the fields. And I think we were paid about $1.25 an hour. We had to bring our sack lunch. We wore gloves, and it was miserable. And I have never had anything itch as badly as the polleny tassels on that corn.
Oh, yeah. You know, this is a reality about people do not want to think how we get our food. People think, oh, it just magically showed up in Whole Foods, like it grew in the warehouse or something like that. But no, there are men and women and even children who go through, I mean, picking tassels is one thing. Now imagine if you're out in the field picking beets or cutting garlic or artichokes or going up on fruit trees and just picking them, it is hard work after just one day. So what ended up happening with a lot of these kids from the A team, after just 2 weeks, hundreds of them quit or went on strike or complained. So it was just a complete, utter disaster that the United States government not only never did it again, but it just got disappeared. Like, I had never heard of it. Most Chicano studies professors or immigration scholars that I talked to or approached never heard of it. And because I think it was just an embarrassment for everyone. It's like one of those things, like, it wasn't a human tragedy. It was just, it was just dumb.
Say a little bit more about one of the history professors you spoke to who had a lot of comment about this. And I'm talking about Professor Lori Flores.
Yeah, Lori Flores, I always liked her work. She's a really, at Stony Brook University in New York State. And so she was one of just two academics that I knew had even written a little bit about it. So I talked, and so she did a book about the history of field workers in California, especially Mexican field workers. And so she joked that before she started doing her research, that the only A team she had ever heard of course, was the old television series with Mr. T and all that stuff. And so, I thought she made a very powerful point for my story, was that these students, they were able to put in words and with their whiteness the complaints that Mexican Americans have been saying for decades about exploitation in the fields. No one pays attention to a Mexican who complains. They just assume, oh yeah, it's your work, so do it. But when you have high schoolers, when you have Johnny living in Carmichael or something, and he's now forced to pick in the field, and he's complaining that there's no bathrooms and they have horrible food and they're getting paid nothing. Oh yeah, people are going to complain, and the farmers and the government's going to listen. But when it's just Mexicans, who cares about Mexicans?
You're listening to Gustavo Arellano. He's talking about his recent piece for NPR titled, When the U.S. Government Tried to Replace Migrant Farm Workers with High Schoolers. We'll link that piece to our website. Gustavo is a longtime guest on NPR's Barbershop segments. He's the former editor of the Orange County Weekly. And I'm going to note the satirical column that is really popular that has become a book, Ask a Mexican. And boy, if you want to get into some real raw conversation about what misconceptions or curiosities do we have, it sure showed up in the column, didn't it?
Oh, it was a great column. I don't write it anymore, unfortunately, but the book's still out there. People should get it.
Why was it important for you to write about this experiment back in 1965? Why is it relevant? And what's the reaction been, Gustavo?
I wrote about it because it was a great story. As a reporter, I'm always looking for great stories. I love hidden histories. That's always been a passion of mine. So being able to tell it, and I thought there was modern day ramifications when there's farmers saying that we need more immigration, not less immigration, because our crops are rotting in the field. And also when you have a president who says that the Mexicans who come up, they not only steal jobs from Americans, but they're rapists and all the other blabbering that he has done, not just the president, but other people. It's important to show that you need some compassion. And the best way to see compassion with these migrants is to do the work that, to do the work that you're not doing. Frankly, to do the work that keeps you hungry, or no, that feeds you and that builds your houses. And I thought I was going to get some bad feedback, like people saying, just propaganda. But no, the feedback has been overwhelmingly positive. The story went viral. When was the last time, maybe I shouldn't say that, but when was the last time an NPR story truly went viral? And it did with this one. And I think that people not only did not know the history, but they could see, like, wow, like, this is something that was crazy, and yet the government did it. And now, and maybe we shouldn't bring this back, but at least it taught us, like, that, yeah, at least some Americans, and now, all the boys who participated in it, they're in their, like, late 60s, early 70s at this point, but maybe we should talk to them about how, quote-unquote, easy it is to do the work that Americans won't.
One last question, then. You talked to Randy Carter, and he'd been trying to get this story made into a movie forever and ever, and he's worked on some really big movies. He knows some important people. Do you think now maybe we will see a movie on this topic?
I would hope so. And he said, I didn't put this in the piece, but he said that the reason it got optioned twice But the reason it never got made into a movie was because people who would buy it, they just couldn't believe it. They could not believe that this actually happened, and they thought it would just be way too surreal to be able to make something out of it. Like he said, it was just misery attached all around to it. And if you talk to Randy, he was just such a delight to interview. And yeah, no, he worked on Apocalypse Now. He worked on The Conversation. He worked a long time on Seinfeld. So this is a guy who had some sway. I think it would make a great movie. Yeah, like I do think it has to be somewhat comedic just because it's so surreal. But I always say, especially when I used to do my Ask the Mexican column, sometimes satire is the best way to approach something. And if you want to show the absurdity of American immigration and the cluelessness that Americans have about some of the hardest jobs around, what better way to show that than telling the truth about the summer a bunch of high schoolers tried to pick crops?
Well, I agree with you. I think there's going to be a movie, and let's talk again when that happens. Okay, Gustavo?
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah.
All right. Thanks so much for your time today.
Gracias.
That is Gustavo Arellano. Again, we'll link that piece to our website, capradio.org/insight. This is Insight on Cap Radio.